While there were only two official responses to Governor Scott's State of the State address, there was no shortage of opinion, discussion, or reaction on the House floor, from Medicaid to the future of the state. Legislators like Representative Alan Williams, a Democrat from Tallahassee, say while he agrees with the governor's teacher pay raise, he wanted to hear more about some other people's pay raises.
I was disappointed I didn't hear anything about state worker pay raises in the governor's speech. That's obviously an area that we need to work on, and we're going to continue to work on.
Other legislators, like Senate Majority Leader Lizbeth Benquisto from Fort Myers, says the $2,500 teacher pay raise is a wonderful gesture. As a public school mom, says Benquisto, she thinks teachers are phenomenal. Her only concern is how to pay for it.
But we have to make sure that we can make it work within the budget constraints and reward those teachers that have done the best for our students.
Senate Pro Tem Garrett Richter, a Republican from Naples, says he isn't worried about the governor and the House's disagreement over the expansion of Medicaid. In fact, he called it one of the bright spots of a Republican democracy.
We've got a House, we've got a Senate, we've got a governor's branch. And it takes three yeses to get to yes. It only takes one no to get to no.
Even some political heavyweights had the opportunity to share their thoughts, including former U.S. Senator and former Florida Governor Bob Graham. He says Florida's political landscape is going through some big changes.
One of the reasons that it's in flux is that who are Floridians is changing, with particularly more minorities, and that those minorities have become politically energized.
For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.